Penguin Random House Audio presents The Secret Lives of Color, written and read by Cassia St. Clair.
The purest and most thoughtful minds are those which love color the most. John Ruskin, The Stones of Venice, 1851 to 1853. Preface. I fell in love with colors the way most people fall in love, while concentrating on something else. 10 years ago, while researching 18th century women's fashions, I would drive down to London to gaze at yellowing copies of Ackerman's Repository, one of the world's oldest lifestyle magazines, in the Victoria and Albert Museum's wood-clad archive. To me, the descriptions of the latest fashions of the 1790s were as mouth-watering and bewildering as the tasting menu of a Michelin-starred restaurant. One issue described a Scotch bonnet of garnet-coloured satin, the ends trimmed with a gold fringe. Another recommended a gown of puce-coloured satin to be worn with a Roman mantle of scarlet kerseymere. At other times, the well-dressed woman would be nothing without a pelisse in hair brown, a bonnet trimmed with coquelicot-coloured feathers, or a lemon-coloured sarsenet silk. Sometimes there were coloured plates accompanying the descriptions to help me decipher what hair brown could possibly look like, but often there were not. It was like listening to a conversation in a language I only half understood. I was hooked. Years later, I had an idea that would allow me to write about my passion, month in, month out, turning it into a regular magazine feature. Each issue.